الأشهر خلق بيس دف تس مبوي لخلق الشني של ספר الأشهر the introduction to the second volume of الأشهر 20 שנה עברו מאז הופיעה המהדורה הראשונה של ספר الأشهر שערי הדרכה 20 years have passed since the appearance of the first edition of the first volume of الأشهر נושא הספר היה the subject of the sefer was ניסיון להדריך את בן דורנו בכניסתו לסך עולם התורה ובשלבי עלייתו. An attempt to guide somebody from our generation as he enters the world of Torah and through steps of growth. החלק השני המופיע בזה בעזרת השם יתברך, this second volume that is appearing now, בנוי על ההדרכה והיסודות של החלק הראשון, is built on the guidance, the foundations set out in the first volume. אך הנושא שלו יוצא מוגדר, but its subject matter is more specific, more defined. ניסיון להדריך את בן דורנו בעבודה מוסרית, an attempt to guide someone from this generation in עבודה מוסרית. גם חלק שני זה בנוי על ועדים, כמו החלק הראשון. This second volume is also based on the concept of ועדים, of small groups that work practically on improvement, character improvement, just as the first volume was. והנה מאז הופיע החלק הראשון, since that time when the first volume appeared, הסחולל שינוי צנוע בבית מדרשנו. A modest change has occurred in a base midrash. תלמידים יקרים הסחילו לדרוש הדרכה בעבודה מעשית. Precious תלמידים have begun to seek guidance in practical עבודה. כלומר, הדרכה הרבה יותר מפוירטת, more detailed guidance במידות ומצוות, regarding מידות ומצוות, מאשר זהו המוצץ בחלק ראשון, than what was offered in the first volume. בוועדים שהביאו לחיבור החלק ההוא, in the ועדים that brought us to write, to compose that volume, נמנענו מהצעס מעשים והנהגויס העזרים לקניין מידות. We avoided suggesting various forms of conduct that assist one in acquiring different מידות. כי שומעי הוועדים בתקופה ההיא, לא היו רגילים, גם לא מעוניינים בעבודה מעשית כזאת. Those who heard ועדים in that era were not accustomed to and were not interested in such practical work. וכאמור, but as I said above, הסחילה תקופה חדשה שהתלמידים הסוררו מעצמם לדרוש הדרכה מעשית מפורטת. A new era began when the תלמידים of themselves were motivated to seek practical, detailed guidance. לימוד מוסר עוד נהוג ברוך השם ברוב הישיבות הגדולות בעולם. In most of the large yeshivos in the world, it is still customary to learn מוסר. אך הלימוד הוא רק חלק אחד מחוכמת המוסר. But learning is one part of the overall wisdom of מוסר. החלק השני בחוכמה זו היא העבודה המעשית לקניין המידות. The second part of this חוכמה is practical work to acquire these midot. זוהי חוכמה עמוקה, it's a deep wisdom. הבנויה על הקדמויס כמו כל חוכמה בעולם, which is built on various prerequisites, introductions, like any other intellectual discipline in the world, ובפרט על ידיעה עמוקה בחוכמת הנפש, and especially it is built on a deep knowledge of human psychology. גדולי עולם הסחנכו בדרך עבודה זו. There were great leaders of the Jewish people who were trained in this particular way of עבודה. מאז תקופת רבינו הגדול הגאון רבי ישראל סלנטר זיכרונו לברכה, from the time of Rabbi Yisrael Misalant עד חורבן הישיבויס במלחמת העולם השנייה, until the destruction of הישיבויס in the second world war. עם שיקום התורה אחרי המלחמה, with the rehabilitation of the Torah after the war, הונהג ברוך השם סדר לימוד מוסר בישיבויס גדולויס. The large ישיבויס established a seder מוסר to learn, אבל חוכמס העבודה מוסריס, but the practical part of it, כמעט לא מצא לו עוד מקום. Found it very difficult, it was very difficult to find room for it. ניתן לומר כי יסודותיה ודרכיה נשכחו כליל. It's possible to say that the foundations of this חוכמה, its ways, are completely forgotten. חוכמה זו היא היום בגדר ספרי תורה. These days, this חוכמה is like hidden sections of the Torah, ספרי תורה. רבותינו בעלי המוסר נשמתם עדן, לא השאירו לנו בכתב הדרכה שתטיס לעבודה. The Baalei Musar did not leave in writing practical guidance in Avodah. וגם במאמרים הרבים שקיבצו תלמידי מיושם, also in the numerous articles that the Talmidim, those who inherited the place, gathered, Voitzium lo besfom niflim, and then published in wonderful Sfarim, Sheshbem hamoin yedi'ois hanogo'es la'avodah musaris. These Sfarim that contain enormous knowledge that is applicable to practical avodah, hadracha shitatis ein bayim. They don't contain a methodical guidance. Thereby, the wisdom of practical avodah became sisrei Torah, the hidden part of the Torah. Torah shebal peh ha'isatamid. It was always Torah shebal peh. Vehineim as ischilu yekarim lisorer al hatzorach b'avodah musaris. Ever since people started to be motivated and to realize the need for avodah musaris. Bau adarim adarim, they came in the groups of ikshu ve'adim l'avodah ma'asis, and they requested ve'adim for practical avodah. Hem gadlu v'itzlichu be'azas Hashem v'gam asu pri. They grew and they succeeded. V'niftach lifneim oylam pnimi rachav, in front of them opened a wide expanse within themselves. Shelosh yaru me'oylam, they had never thought she'shnam oytzarus gnuzim ka'ele, that there would be such hidden treasures in what's called Musar. Niftach lifnem, did I say it opened in front of them? Oitzaros gnuzim b'musar, did I say hidden treasures in Musar? Hare hoitzaros shenizgalu gnuzim bekirbam. These revealed treasures were hidden within themselves. Uvseicham nizgalu, they were discovered in them. Ki zoi segulas avodah zoi, that's the property of this avodah. Hi megala l'adam es yecholtoi koichoisav, it reveals to the person his abilities, his power, his potential of growth through many acts and through depth of feeling, through access to the inner layers of Torah and inner layers of himself. Many of those who tasted the taste of this avodah were transformed into different people. Ze shanim mispar she'avodah musaris matzah la makom beves ha'musar she'ukam be'ezras Hashem be'Yerushalayim. A few years now that this avodah has found a place to be based in this beis ha'musar that was established Baruch Hashem in Yerushalayim. Im gidul ha'chug ha'misanin, but with the growth of the circle of people that was interested in avodah musaris, his gamra ha'akara, the recognition grew, שאסור לוסס לחוכמה נפלאה זה של עבודה מוסרית, that it's forbidden to allow this wondrous wisdom of עבודת המוסר לרדס לתהום הנשייה, חס וחלילה, to descend into the abyss of forgetfulness. והכרחו למסור לדור הבא יסודותיה ודרכיה, and that it is imperative to hand over to the next generation its foundations and its ways, כשולחן ערוך המוכן לאכול לכל דצריך, like a set table ready for anyone who needs to eat. בספר זה נעשה הניסיון הזה. In this sefer, we make this attempt, כפי דלוס ערכוי והמנסה של מחברוי, in accordance with the impoverished understanding of the author. זקני הדור האמונים עלי עבודה מוסרית מקדמס דונה. The elders of the generation, who are familiar with עבודת מוסר from ages ago, ימצאו בחיבור זה דברים פשוטים. They'll find obvious things in this sefer, that a generation ago were considered axiomatic, they were straightforward, that there's no point in elaborating in them. On the other hand, nifkadu boy inyanim, certain matters are missing in this sefer, that in the past were considered very essential issues. Instead of them, the certain approaches that were not customary in the past. Ana yadunes ha'mechaber lechav zechus. These zikne ador should please judge the author favorably. Yeridas dorenu domas ador shelifnei churban mugeshes me'oid. The decline of our generation in comparison to the generation before the destruction of Europe is very much felt. Nechleshu ha'kochos ha'nafshiyim. Our psychology is much weaker. Uv'ikar hadas, and especially the force of da'as, of deep thought analysis. Loi kol ma sheyachlu leavin velasos be'avar nitan lidrosh hayoim me'ayekarim harotzim letaken atzmam. Not everything that could be understood and done in the past can be demanded of the precious souls who today wish to rectify themselves, improve themselves. Ve'oidzis, furthermore, ha'mechaber atzmo talmid shelo shimesh kol tzokoi. The author himself is, here the author uses an expression from Chazal, talmid shelo shimesh kol tzokoi, a talmid who did not have sufficient contact with his Rebbe. Bevadai lo amad al inyanim rabim unchutzim. Certainly he has not probably ascertained, understood numerous important concepts. Umiyada im lo ita'a b'harbe inyanim. Perhaps it's quite possible that he erred in many inyanim. Furthermore, umaz shu atzmo yischanech b'avodah zeh. Ever since the time when he himself as a young man was trained in this avodah, ad shikama lischiya bo ilamoy, until it was revived in his own world in having to guide others in these matters, avru kimat 40 shana shel tkufas eres, almost 40 years of a very stormy period passed. Umi yodea kama shechach mima shekibel merabu yisav, who knows how much he's forgotten of the material he received from his teachers. Ve'im kozes hu ha'idiyot ha'kofetz barosh lichtov sefer ze, nonetheless, he decided to write the sefer. Here the author is paraphrasing what Chazal say about Haman, hediyot ha'kofetz barosh, a person who is not worthy but jumps to the head of the queue, so to speak. So nonetheless, the author decided to write the sefer, rak mipnei shegdolim mimenu lo kesavu ad koi, because greater people have not yet written such a sefer. Uvdor yosim ze hu nishak kimat ma'yechidim ha'iskim b'achnasas talmidim l'sod avodah musaris. And this orphaned generation is one of the few individuals who are still involved in bringing talmidim into the side of avodah musaris. V'chimdume shemukayem b'ze. It seems that he is fulfilling thereby the statement of Chazal in Pirkei Avos, b'makom she'en bo anashim hishtadel yos ish, where there's nobody else, you should try to fill the gap. Ve'im shaga v'ta'a, if nonetheless the author made mistakes, hu rachum yechaper, may Hashem bring kapara. Ha'megama b'sefer ze hi lehadrich, the objective in this sefer is to guide. Ha'koyre ve'af aloyimed osa l'shem limud ba'alma, somebody who reads it, and even somebody who learns it for the sake of learning, lo yekabel kim'at kol musag mitochen ha'devarim, will get very little from the content. It's quite possible that it put down the book with a warped impression. It's quite possible after the Ve'adim in the second and third sections of the Sefer, he'll say, Dvarim peshutim, katnus, simple, small-mindedness. Some will even judge the book more sharply. Im zehu musar, lo yikedai. If this is musar, it's not worth my effort, my time. Chinuch shitri, superficial training. V'ineka she'sefer or when a sefer is published, nishmeta mitach hesedah mechaber ha'asbara ma'adrcha ishis, the author is no longer able to personally explain and guide those who take up the material. V'lachen bakasha ze shtucha lifnei hatzibur, and therefore the author places this request in front of the community, in front of the public. Somebody who's not interested in guidance for practical avodah, ana, al yikach sefer ze b'yad. He should not pick up this sefer. Al kegoin ze kosav ha'nesher hagadol b'hakdama le'Morei Nevuchim. It's along these lines that the Rambam wrote in his introduction to Morei Nevuchim. Ve'lo yaharis v'ikpoitz l'ashiva devaray. The reader should not immediately jump to disagree with my words. It's possible that what he understood is in fact the opposite of what I intended. And he'll harm me even though I wanted to benefit him. Whoever gets hold of the sefer should study it intently. If the sefer helps him heal, literally, some problem, even in one area, he should be thankful, should be grateful to Hashem, and that should be enough. If he finds in the sefer nothing whatsoever that gives him benefit, he should please forget the sefer as if the sefer had never been composed. As harazo nichteval sefer shekulo imachshava. That statement was written about a sefer, Moreh Nevuchim, which is entirely machshava. But in this sefer, in the practical issues that we are going to deal with, Bezras Hashem, tzarich oiledas, one should know furthermore, in addition, ki havanas hadevarim titachen ach verak toch kidei asiyasam lemaaseh, that understanding of the material in the sefer is possible only through putting the matter to practice. Uvelimud levadu yavinum bahim klum. Just by merely studying the material, the reader will not understand anything. And therefore the impression formed, and discussing the matter through merely learning, will be material that is null and void. It will be without any benefit whatsoever. The material here is meant to be put into practice, and only then can it be understood. Ad kan.